for attending this meeting. We have a full complement of our committee today. Except for the UDM that has not been participating, but I did meet with the member who indicated that he likes the committee, but his party is overstretched. That is why he has not been part of this meeting.
Okay. The Honourable Mahamba Laslala, what has happened to her? She hasn't attended at least the last four committee meetings.
The Honourable Mahamba Laslala had indicated that she has more interest in the Portfolio Committee on Energy. And whether we are going to be getting a replacement on her, that then will be the decision that will be taken by the Office of Future Group. But that is the understanding that we have at the moment. We haven't had the replacement, but she has definitely indicated to both myself and the whip of the ANC in the committee that she has more interest in the Portfolio Committee on Energy. Let me also take this opportunity to thank members who availed themselves on Friday last week to look at the first draft of the Portfolio Committee's report on budget review recommendations. In that meeting, we went through the report, the first draft of the report, and we included amendments that were proposed mainly by the ANC and the DA based on our observations and interaction with various stakeholders, and also our understanding of the mandate of the department, as well as the program presented to us thus far. We then also took a decision to have the report also checked by Honorable Chan in terms of grammar to ensure that the English grammar is used correctly in our report, and we again would want to appreciate Honorable Chan for availing himself to assist in that regard, taking into consideration that in this committee is the only member that has English as his first language. Thank you very much. We also looked at where the development and the establishment of the department is, and what challenges are presented by that, and we observed that in the threat plan of the department, as well as the budget, there is a missing element, that of the structure of the department, the institutional arrangement of the department, which then makes it difficult to apply our minds in as far as how the budget that relates to compensation of staff relates to the structure. However, we discussed that and felt that the fact that the department is at an establishment stage presents that situation. And the fact that we need this department to also be fully established, it would then be wise to look at that challenge in relation to what we want to see happening moving forward. What we would want to see happening as a portfolio committee is the establishment of the department. But what we would also want to see, which then is presented, what we would want to see also is a structure of the department that speaks to the mandate, and also a structure that is not absorbing too much of the budget, resulting with very little budget going towards a program and assisting in the development of SMMEs and cooperatives. Faced with that situation then, we thought that we would use the second cycle of the budget review to then assess how this structure that would be presented to us relates to the programs as well as the mandate of the department, and how much of the budget would then be allocated towards that. So in a nutshell, we are going to be considering the second draft of our report, of a report which speaks to the strategic plan and also the budget without a full complement of the structure of the department. And those members who were in the meeting on Friday felt that that is the best that we could do, given the fact that the process of migration had not been completed. Therefore, presenting us with that difficulty of processing a strategic plan that does not yet have a fully fledged institutional arrangement and structure of the department. The second issue that we also dealt with was that on the same day, the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry was having a meeting. And in their meeting, they were also reflecting and discussing programs that relate to us, and we're going to make their own recommendations in relation to the migration of services, of functions with the support services. And we were then invited to be part of that meeting. And because both meetings were sitting at the same time, we then asked Honorable Mabasa to go and represent the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development in the meeting of the Portfolio Committee of Trade and Industry. The reason for that is that Honorable Mabasa was a member of the Portfolio Committee of Trade and Industry and is more informed of functions and support services that relate to small business and cooperatives which operated under the Department of Trade and Industry then. So he represented us in that meeting, and he came back to the Portfolio Committee whilst we were still considering the report, to report that the views of the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry was that functions as well as support services that relate to small business and cooperative development have to migrate to the Department of Small Business and Development. Of small business development, so that is what I thought we should get a sense of before we even go into deliberations of this report that is in front of us. Then the third issue that I would want us to engage on is whether members have read the report or they would need some time to go through the report before we start with the discussion. Honorable Chair?
I would like some time to go through the report. Unfortunately, my computer had to go into the repair shop yesterday, so I haven't had a chance to review it, even though I did do some edits. I see that there have been some additions to the report since I did that edit. Maybe other members would like to comment.
Honorable Mabasa.
I will second Honorable Chan's proposal. We be given some few minutes to go over the report.
Could we then spend about 30 minutes going through the report? Thank you. Honorable
Jefferson, I want to ask a question of what would be more helpful, us reading the report on our own or together going through. So it's just a question of what would be more profitable.
I think that what we did last Friday was that we spent time, each member going through the report, because it also helps for members to make notes in whatever they would want to make notes on. Okay.
Thanks.